Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get the pulse of the Bronx. Our guy Sean Mraz. Mraz is what we call him, joins the show. How are y'all feeling in New York, Sean? I look at you as like my pulse of Yankee fandom. How are y'all feeling right now?
I feel nice. It's just a nice, beautiful Monday. A little rain, a little judgment day. Everything's real nice, washing away that fake no-hitter. It's a very beautiful Monday morning here. How are you guys doing?
Fake? I'm pretty sure they didn't get a hit.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't really count when your starter can't finish the game. We don't really call those no-hitters.
I think it counts.
We have higher standards.
Pretty sure it counts.
I'll be fair. The Mets threw a no-hitter like that earlier in the year. None of their fans counted it. It doesn't count. We celebrate bigger things here in New York. We don't celebrate those things.
What's your confidence level right now heading into this series compared to now? Because we've both admitted, we'll pull back the curtain, we've both said the Yankees are the best team in the league. We feel like the Astros are fighting an uphill battle. We have some concerns. What is the feel after splitting with the Astros over the weekend out there?
I got to be honest. I don't think anything has changed from Thursday to today. I really do believe this. As fun as the weekend was and as wild as some of the games were, the Yankees have set such a pace in their division and have been so good and so dominant that they've made the summer more or less irrelevant. It really
Listen to you.
Dude, they're 11 games up in their division. I would say this for the Astros, too. Nobody's catching them in the West. The truth is, no matter what happened for these last 4 days, it has zero effect on the inevitable ALCS we are going to see between our two teams. Nobody in game one of an ALCS is going to go back and go, do you remember when the Astros threw that combined no-hitter? Or do you remember Aaron Judge had the two walk-offs? The broadcast might. But fan-wise, nothing changed between Thursday and now. It's just a constant collision course, and we'll see in October. I say that serious, humble as possible.
It is. I agree with that. That they're gonna collide. But let me ask you this:
this effing guy.
Because I felt like the Astros, and you were on hold when I said this. The Astros were on the brink of just completely getting in the Yankees' heads. I mean, the Astros are as close as there's ever been to a team that is just dastardly. That is just you can't get over them. The Yankees have never had a daddy. And the Astros pitched well enough but didn't finish the games well enough to become that Yankees daddy. And let's face it, they've owned the Yankees, especially in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I'm sorry, I might have been going through a dead spot for a second. There's no daddy here. And the moment that you thought there was a daddy, the Astros could have won all three games. The moment Judge hit the walk-off single on Thursday, that was it. That was it. There was no, the Astros own the Yankees. And by the way, what, we have another couple games coming up all thrown out the schedule. It doesn't matter. Nothing mattered. The Yankee fan doesn't view the Astros as their daddy. Why? The only two times the Astros got to a World Series, they were then beating us. They were cheating doing it. They haven't proven they could do it without cheating. So why would, there's no, I saw this stupid tweet the Astros put out with Altuve. Like, oh, the king of New York. Yeah, okay. Okay, please. He's basically no different than Kevin Millar was on the Red Sox at that point. We didn't view any of those guys as our daddy or kings in New York. And you know damn well when push comes to shove, you'd rather have Aaron Judge on your team than Altuve.
Come on.
What do you mean, come on? That's not even deniable.
It absolutely
Aaron Judge is
so deniable.
Far and away
Altuve
a better
has
player
carried
than Altuve.
A team to the postseason twice.
First of all, again, garbage cans carried you there, and yet Carlos Correa as well, and Verlander, and then that second time Cole and Verlander, please. Altuve's been a nice, good player, Hall of Fame player, made a lot of his career. He's not better than Aaron. Aaron Judge is the best player between these two teams. It's not even close, not even debatable.
It's not even close?
No, it's not. There's Aaron Judge and there's everybody else between the two rosters. That is absolutely an undeniable fact. The guy could break Roger Maris's record.
It's deniable.
Get you guys are lost down there. Lost. Get off the baseball and go back to the Rockets draft, please.
Talking to Mraz here on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So the confidence seems pretty high right now. I'm not going to lie. I've seen you this confident before. It hasn't worked out for you the last 6 years. What do the Yankees need to fix, though? Like, are the Yankees just primed right now? Do there need to be any tweaks? Can you just take this team into October?
Yeah, I mean, there always needs to be tweaks. First of all, this is the deepest bench they've had in a long time. They really need to have Joey Gallo not play anymore. I mean, Gallo came up in that game where they got no hit when they had runners on first and second. He's not going to be in the lineup of the postseason. He's horrible, former Texas Ranger. And he, you know, flew out. It was a bad spot. They got to get him off of the team, off of the roster in some way, shape, or form, and their bench is loaded. I think another outfielder wouldn't be bad. Although Jose Trevino might end up being an all-star by default at catcher, I would go for the jugular and try to find, you know, the best available catcher strength in that position. But like anything, as good as the Yankee bullpen's been, you saw Michael King yesterday pull a Houdini act. I think a couple more bullpen arms. Also, the Yankees, unlike the past couple years, have had incredible luck with their starting rotation. All five of their starters have made every single start through the rotation except for one Luis Severino start because he had COVID. They never have injury luck, and expecting that injury luck in the rotation to stay that whole second half of the year is asking a lot. If I'm the Yankees, I would still consider adding another arm, starting rotation-wise, adding another one or two bullpen arms, and maybe an outfielder. I think this is the year where the Yankees and Brian Cashman need to leave no stone unturned and take a dominant team and make it that much more dominant, trade whatever asset you have, and make sure you finally get the job done in October.
All right, 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. We got Mraz for a little bit longer. On the text line, let me just read you some text. I know you like a good banner back and forth. This guy is why everyone hates Yankees fans. This guy is a freaking idiot. Speaking like a true arrogant New Yorker, this effing guy. Your response?
First of all, how am I being arrogant? I just told you the Yankees aren't done and they need to be better. Also, I gave you a pathway in the ALCS. I didn't say the Astros suck. I told you they're on a collision course and this weekend meant nothing, good or bad. How is that arrogance? It's being real and being given both teams props.
On the 713, dead spot my ass, you have no answer, just call us daddy.
Yeah.
I mean, you try driving on the Long Island Expressway in a rainstorm in Queens and tell me if there's no dead spot. Again, loser. Call you daddy. Also, daddy for what? You've only beat the Yankees when you cheated. The Yankees didn't lose to the Astros last year. They lost to the Red Sox.
Okay, so I want to ask you about that because there seems to be a growing opinion. National Baseball Writers, New York Post wrote something. Hey, guys, let's get off this whole Altuve cheated in 2017 and 2018 and 2019. I'm guessing I know your answer to that, but is New York starting to recognize this dude is, to use that word again, New York's daddy and didn't cheat the way people thought?
No, we kind of laugh every time Altuve comes up to the plate. No, he did cheat. He absolutely did cheat. But look, you have to be really good as a team and as players to put yourself in a position where the cheating, you know, can kind of put you over the top like the Astros. It's not like they just got to an ALCS and World Series because they cheated. The cheating helped them, you know, go get over pivotal moments. So, no, he's a good player. Nobody's saying Altuve's not a Hall of Fame. He's a good player. He's a fine player, but until he wins a clean ring, how is anybody outside of Houston ever going to respect him? You can't.
The 936, I hear this a lot. I kind of roll my eyes at this one, not going to lie. What do you think about Marwin Gonzalez being on your beloved no-cheating Yankees?
We tend to ignore that. We have Gerrit Cole as well, and we just hope that Marwin Gonzalez, by the way, notice he's a bench player, not a starter on our team because, you know, when you're not cheating, you deserve to be on the bench. Fine role player, but look, you're going to have to sign guys to fill bench spots. We know he's never going to be the player he once was because there's no buzzers on his chest or hearing for beating garbage cans.
And so what evidence do you have on 2018 and 2019?
Other than our eyes and understanding
what
happened.
Yeah, other than your eyes. Chapman, other than your eyes
Chapman's
and your opinion.
Spot. Well, that's the evidence. What do you, I wasn't in the locker room. I wasn't there.
No, there's been some very deep reporting on this. There's been some players who played with Altuve who have said he didn't participate. That's more evidence than my eyes.
The bottom line is this. Nobody. And you're talking to somebody who's a blubbering fat idiot that takes my shirt off at every turn. Nobody would, in the heat of a moment, say, please don't rip my shirt off. My wife doesn't want anything being revealed. Get serious. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard
in my
life.
So that's your evidence right there.
Your eyes.
So John Boy is your source. You're going John Boy.
Yeah, John Boy's better than the bozos on your text line.
Mraz, I want to get you out of here on this. I enjoy the back and forth between you, Bogish, and Damon.
Yeah, I know you love Bogish.
I do like Bogish. Me and Bogish are tight now. We made up. You brought us together. And by the way, the sports minutes have been fire lately. You're a peacemaker in some ways. But I got to ask this, and I think you should ask the guys this, because I think this could lead to an interesting discussion. Has fatherhood changed Mraz? Has Mraz lost his edge? Has Mraz changed?
Yes and no. I've changed. I've lost a little bit of an edge, but now I just complain about different things and yell and scream about different things. I would say I'm a little more mature. Sure, I'm not the same guy I was 5 years ago, and that hurts me a little bit. But I'm still fat. I'm still an idiot. And I'm still overly passionate. So those things are never going to change.
What do you think about the letter? We're getting questions about the letter on the text line, the unopened and then open letter Yankees were trying not to open.
Right, where it showed that the Yankees didn't cheat at all. That one. I'll tell you what doesn't make sense. The letter proved the Yankees' innocence, but yet why did they fight so hard to not have it revealed, only to have it revealed and show it didn't show anything? That's the thing. Even as Yankee fans, like, what are you even doing? It's like the Yankees are so concerned about anything that might look weird to their brand, but it ended up absolving them. So what's the difference?
Mraz, you always blow up the text line. We appreciate you, man. Look forward to doing this again in October, because apparently you're just going to be bored until then.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, no, I'll have plenty of time. You'll be 0-6 with Davis Mills, so don't worry. We'll have plenty of time to do in October.
Shout out to Daniel Jones, too, the chosen one. Didn't you say he was going to be better than Peyton Manning and Eli?
I didn't say he was going to be better. I said he has the opportunity to beat those guys, and now Dable's going to fix them. Giants are a sneaky playoff team this year.
All right, on that note, bye.
Yeah. See ya.
See ya. It's Mraz here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610.
That's what I'm pulling for. The Yankees have never had a daddy, and the Astros are right there. And they're still in denial.
You can hear him on the Damon Amendola show, BetQL, a lot of things. Shout out to Mraz. Love me some Mraz.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.